without warning. He reached out into the rain, grabbed my pocketbook off my shoulder, and tossed the contents onto the tan shag carpet behind him. The gun landed with a thunk.
"You could get into a lot of crap carrying concealed in this state," he said.
I narrowed my eyes. "Are you going to cooperate here?"
"What do you think?"
"I think if you're smart, you'll get a shirt and some shoes and come downtown with me."
"Guess I'm not that smart."
"Fine. Then just give me my stuff and I'll be more than happy to leave." Truer words were never spoken.
"I'm not giving you nothing. This here stuff looks like my stuff now."
I was debating kicking him in the nuts when he gave me a shove to the chest, knocking me backward off the small cement pad. I came down hard on my ass in the mud.
"Take a hike," he said, "or I'll shoot you with your own fucking gun."
The door slammed shut and the bolt clicked into place. I got up and wiped my hands on my jacket. I couldn't believe I just stood there flat-footed and let him take my shoulder bag. What had I been thinking? I'd been thinking about Clarence Sampson and not about Lonnie Dodd. Lonnie Dodd wasn't a fat drunk. I should have approached him with a much more defensive posture. I should have stood further back, out of his reach. And I should have had my defense spray in my hand, not in my pocketbook. I had a lot to learn as a bounty hunter. I lacked skills, but even more problematic, I lacked attitude. Ranger had tried to tell me, but it hadn't taken hold. "Never let your guard down," he'd said. "When you walk the street, you have to see everything, every second. You let your mind wander, and you could be dead. When you go after your FTA, always be prepared for the worst." It had seemed overly dramatic at the time. Looking at it in retrospect, it had been good advice. I stomped back to the Jeep and stood there fuming, swearing at myself and Dodd and E.E. Martin. I threw in a few choice thoughts about Ramirez and Morelli and kicked a tire. "Now what?" I yelled in the rain. "Now what are you going to do, girl genius?" Well, I sure as hell wasn't going to leave without Lonnie Dodd shackled and stuffed into my back seat. As I saw it, I needed help, and I had two choices, the police or Ranger. If I called the police, I might be in trouble with the gun. It'd have to be Ranger.